Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight-up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'm really excited today. Well, honestly, excited just to take a break from writing my book. I'm up to 40,000 words, and my brain is a bit fried. It's the Hong Kong Business Supercharged book, and I'm really excited to get it out there. Hopefully, I've been listening to podcasts about e-books and publishing. I'm thinking to just do a Kindle release and try some of these new things I've been listening to. Also, I just want to share, I received a few five-star reviews in the past couple weeks. I'm really overwhelmed here and excited. Let me just pick one of them from Aaron. Great perspective from a leader in the industry, 5 stars by Aaron. The focus of this podcast, combined with Michael's extensive Asian experience, makes it a must-listen for those who are interested in running an Asian-focused business out of Hong Kong. I really enjoyed learning about launching a successful Kickstarter and crowdfunding in Asia. Highly recommended. Thanks, Aaron. Glad you got something and liked the Kickstarter ones. I'm working to get more of those, and we're going to keep mixing up with learning about business services and case studies of entrepreneurs. Also, Michael Eagleton, founder of FABAPC, an aspiring new brand in Shenzhen, sent me a WeChat asking if it's okay to link my podcast on his website. Of course, Mike, I really appreciate you listening and supporting so much, and putting a link to this podcast on your site is really awesome, and I appreciate it a lot. Okay, now for this week's show, we have Shlomo Freud. He's a friend of mine. He's been tweeting and WeChatting for many years, and I finally got to meet him when I was in Beijing back in August. So we had some time to get away and do this interview, talking about mobile apps in the Chinese market. He gives some insights, being co-founder CEO of his company, appinchina.co, which is actually helping Western businesses get into the Android market in China. So let's listen in. All right, thank you everybody for tuning in to another Global from Asia show. It's a little bit further from Hong Kong than normal. I'm up in Beijing, China, and I'm here in the office of Shlomo Freund with App in China company. And it's a great, great startup, and met a lot of great people here already. And thanks for being here today, Shlomo.
Thank you very much, Mike. Yeah, indeed, Beijing is a little bit further than Hong Kong. So thank you for coming all the way here. Kidding, just for that.
Special interview here. Took the flight, and I have to... So thanks. So App in China, your business, maybe you can just give us a quick introduction of yourself and your business.
Sure. I came to Beijing almost 3 years ago and starting App in China around a year and 3 months, 15 months. We mainly distribution for the Android market in China for foreign companies or foreign app developers. It's been pretty exciting here. I'm leading the Lean Startup Meetup community here in Beijing. We almost have 1,000 members, so it's been a really large group, and it's been really interesting being part of that. So I feel privileged.
Great. Yeah, definitely. We've met through your community, and you've helped me a lot. And it's great. It's the first time we've actually met face to face today, yeah. And it's amazing with
virtual friends,
social media, and you know the internet today. We can build these great relationships. We've worked, we've helped each other a lot, in connections and things. This is great to get you on the show. So. Definitely. So with App in China, maybe you can explain why. I think some people are, the listeners here are usually not in China or not in Asia, but they're thinking about it, or why would they want to come to China? I know the numbers are big, and that might be a good enough reason, but can you give us some insights? Or?
Yeah, so the main reason, as you mentioned, is actually the large, huge number of users or mobile smartphone users. The current numbers are about 450 million, and that's like 2 months ago, so I'm sure it's now higher. So this is a very big market to tap in. And the problem that we're actually solving is that in China, unlike any other place, it's very fragmented. So out of China, the main stores would be either Google Play or would be the iTunes store. But in China, those are, at least for the Android part, it's Google Play is not as prominent, not so many people use it. And you're dealing with actually more than 200 or 300 stores here, which you need to manage your relationship with and upload your apps there and open the account. And we deal with about the biggest 20 stores in the market in China.
Definitely a very fragmented market, and I think it's a great service by helping these companies get there. So for those thinking about coming into China with their app, maybe I guess we'll make the assumption that they have an app already on the market in Google and in iTunes. So they're trying to get listed into China. What do you think that, or what do they need to prepare?
So the main thing for that, I'd say it's more of like technical stuff and maybe cultural stuff. And when I'm talking about cultural stuff, I'm talking about localization. It really depends on the complexity of the app. So if it's fairly simple, it would probably be only translation. But if it's a game, maybe even a very complex game, you would then need to culturalize that and adding, I don't know, things got to do with Chinese culture, maybe perhaps even building the levels a little bit different because Chinese players are different from Western players, these kind of stuff. More on the technical things, you would need to probably translate your materials. So you'll be like your app description, you need a name in Chinese. Not all our clients do that. I mean, at least for the names, sometimes it's the branding issue, but it's certainly something that helps.
So maybe I'm thinking of in the cultural ideas, sometimes maybe it's gotta be, is it like for violence maybe is one? I don't want to kind of, the question just came up in my mind, but what are some cultural things
that so you can... I'll give an example. Let's say you have a game and you got a couple of characters and people in the West know certain characters, but if you'll add a character from a Chinese culture, it would obviously be more appealing for people here. And they would be looking for those, and that would make the game more successful. That's an obvious thing to have. There are more complex stuff than that, but that's a really good, simple example to understand for putting in Chinese culture into your game.
Cool. So then Chinese company, I mean, do they have to make investments? And what's the investments they need to make? Do they have to get a company here in China to have an app? Or can they use their current, maybe if they're in Hong Kong or they're in America or other parts of the West, can they keep what they currently have?
So good news, guys. You don't need to open a Chinese company to be listed on the Chinese market. You can do it through your current company, and you're able to use your own business licenses. Every store has its requirements, and there are problems that we obviously help to solve with our service. That's our value proposition to make it easy on you guys. But generally speaking, you don't have to own a company to have your app listed in China.
What if they're receiving money for the app? If they're selling the app, are they paid?
So for paid apps, you do need, first of all, you need to add SDKs of the local stores. Again, it depends on the type of app, and it depends if you're going for advertising, it depends if you're a game or if you're not a game. It's a few different cases, actually, so I'm not going to go into detail here. But for billing purposes, it depends on the store. Sometimes it can be directly sent to your company account, but generally speaking, most of the stores prefer to work with a local partner, and that's what you're here for.
Cool. That sounds good. So we don't want your whole business model here, but maybe you can talk about some of the hot market places in China for the apps.
Sure. So obviously this, as I mentioned, we're working with the biggest or most popular 20 stores. Obviously this changes, there are changes of ranking and number of users and users retention. For now, the most dominant store is actually Sanlitun 360. That's the biggest store. And this is one platform. Another one obviously would be Tencent. Baidu has three platforms. So there are three smaller platforms, but they cover in terms of users larger than the other two. Then Tencent and 360, these are the most dominant ones, but you've got many others, would be Xiaomi, Wandojia, I can list many of those.
So that kind of goes to my next question. Do you think they have, I know you said you work with 20, do you think they should go with all of them, or maybe depends on their strategy or their budget, maybe they can just pick a few, or what are you thinking?
It's a matter of how spread you want to be, and obviously the more the better. But I must say that if it's a matter of budget, even going with a couple of them would still be beneficial. You can get a large part of the market even with the biggest few. It's okay. But actually most of our clients actually prefer to go with the wider packs to cover either 10 or 20 stores. That's what usually happens.
Got it. And then the process, I know this might be another depends answer, but if they have an app already made and semi-successful in the West, what do you think from start to finish to get it going here?
So listing, unlike in the West, it's I don't know, it's like would be like Google Play, half an hour process and stuff like that. So people say, okay, this is what you do. So generally speaking, in the ideal world, it would take a week to list your apps in all those and everything would go smoothly. Must say we always have surprises and we most of the time solve that for our clients. So the process would actually take several weeks to do that. There are two stages. One is approving of an account. So we get all documents and then we get in touch with the store, send those documents, they approve the account. And the other main stage is approving the app. And these are non-related. I mean, you can go with approving your account. That would take a while. And then when your app is ready, you would go for the next stage. So usually probably 5 to 6 weeks is safe enough, although it can be less.
Okay. And kind of goes to my next question. Once you're successfully listed, how do you promote in these stores? Are they their business models or the ways you can get to pay to play or keywords or what are some ideas?
The main way to be promoted in Chinese stores is you paid for being promoted. You're getting a banner ad or a very good location inside the store. That would be the main promotion method. Some of the stores have a paper download plan as well, but this is not as common. Most of it is being featured on a store for a day or a week or 5 days. And usually if it's not a launch, they will be paid promotions. But sometimes, especially if you're launching a new app, you can get a free ones sometimes.
Okay. I get it. And then if you have standard pricing, but what are normal costs that you would charge or and then also maybe for these promotions too, or just give us some ballpark ideas of budgets?
Sure. I'll talk more about our plans. Again, it really depends if it's a free app or if it's a paid one. If it's a free app would go for a subscription model, a yearly subscription model. So some of the services would be included in that and some of them is pay by the service. But for paid apps, you'd still have the basic one-time fee and then a revenue share. And then a revenue share on that plan. But that's for free. That's for paid ones. And when I mean pay, I either mean in-app purchase or it has advertising. Or any kind of monetization of the app.
So I know you also have a blog too. And how can people contact you? I know Startup Noodle is a fun one and your business. So if you want to like give people some ways to follow up with you after the show.
Sure. Well, obviously you can get in touch with me through Startup Noodle. And I always like to hear from readers. And it's been a lot of fun. And please comment more, guys, on the blog. But if you want to go for App in China, it's appinchina.co. And you can get in touch with us through there. And my email is shlomo@appinchina.co.
Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's been it's been awesome finally meeting you and sharing this this kind of interview and chat, and I'm really glad to have it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's great. And you said you'll be down in Hong Kong too, right? So we'll try.
I'm planning to go there for a visit in a couple of weeks, so we got a chance to meet again.
Great. All right, that's a wrap, guys. Thanks again.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shlomo, for sharing, and glad we got you on the show. It's been a lot of fun doing this podcast, meeting awesome people I've been talking to online and meeting them face-to-face and be able to share their insights and stories with you guys. And thank you, everybody, for listening in. Show notes are going to be on globalfromasia.com/episode52, as always. And I'm going to put a picture of me and Shlomo. We took a group photo at the Startup Weekend Beijing. You can check it out there on the site, too. Also, update about the mastermind. We've had two sessions now, and it's the first time I've done such a mastermind about Hong Kong business and a little bit more like general business too. We've talked about book publishing a little bit. We talked about opening a company in Hong Kong from Europe and got some interesting people talking and sharing, about seven of us. And it's mostly people in Asia. There's one from Europe. Unfortunately, nobody from the US. There's Americans, but they're not in America. If you want to check out, get on the list for the next one. It's globalfromasia.com/mastermind. So that wraps up for this week's show. Next week, we're going to have Martin Kessler talk about Kickstarter tips for a Hong Kong company. I know a lot of people seem to enjoy the Kickstarter shows, so we're going to do one. He He's launched a successful campaign for his company, and he's actually working on another one. He's going to share all of his inside secrets. He doesn't seem to hold anything back, and it's going to be a fun one. So look forward to it, and take care, everybody.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.